Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden urged Congress to end the risk of a potential railroad strike that could bring the United States commerce to a halt by forcing labor unions to accept an agreement the administration helped negotiate but failed to pass for unions. Those four unions represent 55% of the railroad workers in America and was rejected because it does not offer the paid sick time they asked for. The House may offer a deal later today. An outbreak of severe thunderstorms, including a few strong tornadoes, unfolded overnight for the Mississippi Valley, Mid-South, and parts of the Southeast. The National Weather Service says about 40 million people across the South are at risk for severe weather today. Wednesday's tornado threats include parts of Alabama, Mississippi, the Florida Panhandle, and Central Georgia. The storms are expected to weaken later today. Heavy underdogs. The U.S. soccer team defeated Iran 1-0 Tuesday and advanced in the World Cup. Tim Berg from our Phoenix Bureau has more.
The U.S. men's soccer team is advancing to the knockout stage at the World Cup in Qatar. They beat Iran 1-0 Tuesday in their final group game. A first-half goal from Christian Pulisic sealed the win for the Americans. It sets up a round of 16 matchup against the Netherlands on Saturday. The match begins at 10 a.m. Eastern Time.
The Senate passed legislation to allow federal protection for same-sex marriages with a bipartisan vote Tuesday. The final tally was 61-36. Stuart Rhodes, leader of the Oath Keepers, and one other defendant were convicted of seditious conspiracy for their roles on January 6. The guilty verdicts were reached by a Washington, D.C. jury. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Twitter CEO Elon Musk has begun reinstating tens of thousands of Twitter accounts that have significant followers after announcing last week a blanket amnesty for Twitter users permanently suspended by the platform. Musk said he will allow all accounts back except those that broke the law or engaged in excessive spam. Layoffs at tech companies are nearing great recession levels. Tech firms getting squeezed by falling stock prices, rising inflation, and interest rates, along with fears of a possible recession, have announced more than 60,000 layoffs this year. And more are probably on the way. About 65,000 tech jobs went away in each year of 2008 and 2009's recession. Washington lawmakers continue to try to get a budget put together. Tim Berg has more.
Congressional leaders are agreeing on the need to pass an omnibus spending package next month to avoid a partial government shutdown. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says a continuing resolution would be the best way to reduce spending.
If, on the other hand, you're concerned about the defense of our country and the funding of the Ukraine war, you are somewhat hesitant to go in that direction.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says a continuing resolution would hurt the military and undercut national security. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thank you, Tim. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Hey folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You didn't think it was going to be easy, did you? Oh, well, you know, just a little levity, because if we take it too seriously, our heads are going to explode here. You know, I really do, you know, when it, after it's all said and done, Rick Manning, I have confidence in the American people overall that the cumulative intelligence and power of we the people will come through. It's not like we haven't been this way before. It just seems that when you're in the middle of stupid and it's right now, you think it's the worst stupid ever, right?
You know, that's very profound, because I've actually been studying the prophets from old Israel in a Bible study, First Kings, Second Kings alike. And, you know, if you want to see stupid, you know, read that.
Yes.
And it's a, you know, the analogy, every trait that you can ascribe to an American politician, you find in those books. And,
because the consistent thing in all the books is humanity. It's us. Right.
100%. And, now recognize, you know, the people of Israel, with the exception of Saul, and maybe David, did not actually pick those kings, and whereas we've collectivized stupidity through our election process over the last 2 years, but it's a but the fact of the matter is humanity, there, you know, human sinful nature causes us sometimes to make choices which are shall we say short-sighted.
Mm-hmm.
And we sometimes elect people because they might make us feel good rather than being the people who we need to be in the position to meet the problems that we face.
So, well, it's kind of like being the manager of a baseball team, right? And you got a choice. You can select a guy who constantly hits grand slam home runs, wins games, but he's a pain in the back end, okay? And right. You don't like him. I mean, he's eating hot dogs on the bench. He's disruptive. You know, but then you have this other guy who strikes out all the time. But he's a nice guy. I mean, he brings you flowers. He helps you. He cleans your shoes and everything. Just a great guy. So we're going to ignore the guy who helps us win games for the nice guy and be a loser.
Yeah, I think it's the, you know,
something like that, right?
Old guy. Yeah, I'll use an old guy analogy.
Yeah.
You want Reggie Jackson or you want Reggie Davis?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we don't know who Reggie Davis is, but I hear he's a really nice guy. But if we've got a World Series at bat with a game on the line, I'll take Reggie Jackson,
right.
And I don't really care about anything else about him because he gives me the best chance to get to win.
And he's Mr. October. He always performs
in
October.
October, yes.
Exactly. Yeah. So
anyway, that's we we can do the I hesitate to go the football analogy of saying, do you want Joe Simpson or O.J. Simpson? But
yes.
So I'm not going to go down that path.
Well, I'm in California, okay, and I was in San Diego earlier, and San Diego had a choice, a practical choice, a real choice, between Ryan Leaf or Peyton Manning. And the Chargers ignored Manning, and they went with Ryan Leaf. And, of course, the rest is history. So, you know, again, these are things that we learn through life, and you think that experience defines preference. You know, I don't know how much more you need here. And so, as you say, I believe that things have been hijacked. But like the law of gravity, just like it, that you're studying in the Book of Kings, eventually they figure it out. You know, we're defying some, you know, institutional law here, and we keep getting hammered, so let's not be stupid any longer. But, you know, until then, you know, we have to, because we're here as a collective, like it or not, we have to suffer with all the other knuckleheads until they finally awaken, okay, from their wokeness and, you know, start getting us on the right track.
But the fact is, we do have a choice in terms of the suffering, because while the knuckleheads do impact us, I'll give you a practical example that's going on right now in Washington, D.C. They're trying to decide in D.C. whether to pass a funding bill for that would go through the rest of the year, fiscal year, through September 30th. Where essentially Democrat priorities were written into it from the outset. There would be some Republican priorities put in because on the Senate side, Senator Richard Shelby is leading the negotiations on the Republican side, and there's more leverage on this in the Senate. But by and large, it's a Pelosi bill. The base of it is from Nancy Pelosi's pen.
Mm-hmm.
And so do you want to do that and get over it? Or do you want to have sit there and say, no, we're going to let's push this back till March, keep the same spending priorities today that have already been in, but not put them in for a full year. Allow for Republican chairmen to then put their imprint and Republican pens to write the base bill.
Exactly.
And then fight it out from with a different base bill with things like the 87,000 new IRS agents out of the spending bill when the House passes it.
Mm-hmm.
And you eliminate that and force the Senate, then the Democrats in the Senate, to say, no, we want 87,000 IRS agents in, right, and have a real political fight over that. You see, that's a simple political decision, and it's a political decision that the Republicans, particularly Republicans in the Senate, because the Republicans in the House have no power.
Yep.
Right now, the Republicans in the Senate have to make. Are they going to push and not accept a Democrat-based bill and just pass it through and say, okay, well, we've rubber-stamped 9 months more of funding for 87,000 IRS agents, additional IRS agents, or are they going to say, no, we're not doing that? We're going to put our imprimatur on it.
Exactly.
In a couple of months. That's a simple choice, and it's a political choice. And right now, Bill, I don't know what decision they're going to make.
I mean, if they make the wrong decision on this, I mean, think about this, Rick. If they surrender 9 months of their 2-year advantage to the Democrats, they are absolute idiots. I mean, why did we vote for them if they're going to surrender half of their leverage, basically, right?
That's exactly right. And what's more, if you get down to it, they will probably be stuck in another, you know, when they do the next bill.
Of course.
You know, everybody will be saying, oh, what's the impact for 2024? And all the focus will be on 2024. And this is really the only time they're going to be able to actually impose real policy decisions in a piece of legislation free from considerations about the 2024 election. And if they throw that away, I mean, I don't know that I can, I'll have a hard time justifying it. Let's put it that way.
Well, the deal is the, you know, forget about you and I, it's the everyday voter. It says, hey, look, we gave you a shot and you did bupkis. Well, you know, and they did Bupkis because they shortened their own clock. I mean, this is the thing that drives me nuts. They have no sense of urgency about being about the people's business. Got to go to quick break. We've got more from Rick Manning after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. The Lord is moving in Thailand, and we at the Tide Ministry are incredibly grateful for the many volunteers who dedicate their time and talents to sharing the gospel through our radio broadcasts. This work would not be possible without the passion of those who are on fire for the gospel. Often, those who come to know the Lord through our broadcasts are the ones who know how valuable it can be, and they volunteer their own time and talents to help share the good news with others. The response of the listeners in Thailand is incredibly encouraging. Whether helping out in the studio or meeting with listeners, we pray that these volunteers continue to share the good news with those in their communities. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in Thailand whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. Insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Rick Manning, the president of Americans for Limited Government, is with us. Rick, we were talking off air, you know, the musical chairs that's going on in terms of the leadership of the Republican Party for the House. They've got the majority, but they're a bit, they're strained a little bit over, you know, whether or not McCarthy, has enough votes to be the new leader.
Yeah, that's a big question. That's here in D.C. this for the next 3 weeks, 4 weeks, mm-hmm. 5 weeks. And let me, I'll just briefly give your listeners and you a thumbnail on it. Kevin McCarthy, anybody to become speaker needs 218 votes on the floor of the House. That's the magic number.
Mm-hmm.
Assuming that
and they can come from Republicans or Democrats, large, right?
The speaker is an officer of the House.
Right.
The speaker is not a political party officer. So yes, the entire House votes, and no matter how you cobble, if you cobble together 218 votes, you could have AOC voting with Louie Gohmert.
Mm-hmm.
And if somehow you put that coalition together and you got 218 votes, you know, you get to be speaker.
Mm-hmm.
So while the Republican conference voted to support Kevin McCarthy from California for speaker, 36 Republicans voted, said they didn't want him to be speaker. And four or five of them have already come out and said, I'm not voting for him for speaker on the floor of the House.
Regardless.
Mm-hmm. Regardless.
Mm-hmm.
Republicans only have, at max, a 5-seat majority in the House.
Mm-hmm.
So you can only lose four or five votes on that speaker's race out of your party, because it typically goes by party line vote. You can only lose four or five votes. And if you lose more than five, you're done.
Yeah, exactly.
In this conference, and with a majority that's been given to the Republicans. So if you lose five, you're done. You're done. That's essentially the thing. So what happens? If McCarthy can't put together the 218 votes, it becomes a complete melee free-for-all. And you have different things going on where Republicans may say, go over and say to the Democrats, hey, you know, if you can put up somebody you can agree with, we can, you know, we'll vote for your person, because the conservatives didn't want my guy. And so, you know, now it's every man for themselves, every woman for themselves. So what, make us an offer. You have people talking about Liz Cheney becoming speaker and having a bipartisan government with, you know, 5-10 Republicans voting for her who suddenly would be elevated committee chairs and the like. With Democrat votes, with Democrats voting unanimously for Cheney to keep some power and control. And
could you imagine that nightmare?
that's the worst case scenario. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I would call a nightmare, but yeah, okay, go ahead.
And then everybody, you know, like I have a lot of other nightmares. Joe Biden deciding he's going to cut back our nuclear submarine capacity at a time when China is dramatically increasing theirs.
Right.
That's a nightmare. Okay. This is just Washington D.C. infighting that creates problematic experiences. Mm-hmm. Makes my life harder and makes.
Yeah, that's like the other one is goes along with Donald Trump becoming the Speaker of the House.
Right. That's in that same realm, and
right.
Except for the Cheney one has more chance of happening. So my guess is what'll happen is if it becomes clear that McCarthy's not going to be able to become Speaker, if enough people step out, there'll be other Republicans who try to work to get to 218. The conservatives who said anybody but McCarthy will be told, well, if you say and really mean it, anybody but McCarthy, well, then you've got to vote for anybody now. And that means the more moderate left wing of the Republican Party will choose the next speaker. And make no mistake, Kevin McCarthy put his campaign dollars into trying to defeat conservative candidates in primaries. He spent millions upon millions of dollars of trying to defeat conservative candidates in primaries.
Right.
And So a lot of these people who are voting are people who McCarthy spent millions of dollars to defeat them.
To beat them, yes, right. Bad move, Fredo.
Yeah, bad move. So, you know, in politics, everybody has experienced politics. They may not know it, but this is no different than a high school election for student president.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Everybody knows everybody else's business. They're all mad at each other for something, or they owe each other for different things.
Uh-huh.
And so it's an inside game that if you're, even if you closely follow it, and I've done a number of leadership elections where I've worked in them very closely, it's, you really, really never know what the real relationships are, who, you know, who works at the gym with each other. Mm-hmm. All those little things that you have absolutely no idea that actually occur, but these people end up being friends because they live life together. Mm-hmm. And some of them become enemies because they live life together, and it doesn't have anything to do with philosophy.
Right, exactly.
And it's, it gets,
well, just,
and so it's,
just, you just keep an eye on the mean, my experience is you keep an eye on the mean girls. Just see what the mean girls are doing.
Well,
you know, they'll tell you a lot.
In Congress, there's 435 of them, and so you can figure out which ones they are.
Exactly. Rick, what did you make of, by the press secretary? This is really, she's a lot of fun. Corinne Jean-Pierre, she just keeps coming up with stuff. You know, with her statement, we're certainly keeping an eye on Elon Musk and Twitter. What is the White House? You know, what is this, that they're keeping an eye on Elon Musk and Twitter? What? Because now all of a sudden, I mean, they've made it clear that social media oligarchs and the power of social media is all being controlled, you know, by, you know, Command Central there from the White House.
10 years from now, looking back, we will see that this battle between Elon Musk and the Silicon Valley oligarchy that controls the communications in this country, and the White House and the intelligence divisions of the White House, the political intelligence divisions of our federal government, that this battle is going to be the battle that defines America for the future.
Right.
It's that important. Right. Elon Musk is doing so. The reason the White House is keeping an eye on him, the reason that Joe Biden said he needs to be looked at, his press secretary said 2 weeks later, just yesterday, the reason that Jake Sullivan, national security advisor, said, yeah, this is a national security threat, that's what the president said, and we're looking at it. The reason all those things are occurring is very simple. That our national security apparatus, the Department of Homeland Security, the FBI, have been threatening social media companies with a wink and a nod on what is acceptable to be included on their platforms and what's not acceptable to be included on their platforms. Mm-hmm. What to shadow ban, what not to shadow ban. What should have a little covering on it saying, no, you shouldn't see this, so there's a warning, or, you know, this isn't what the government's saying. Read the real COVID story over here.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly. And also, the other thing, too, that's coming out of this, Rick, is they're now directing ad dollars. Did you see the hit that that Elon Musk and Twitter got?
Yeah. Well, it's I know they got it on Apple. That Apple said they're not going to use. They've dropped $1.5 million with ads that they were on Twitter that they're taking away. But you know, the fact is, I think ads follow eyeballs, and if there's 1.4 million billion people using it,
yes,
there's going to be ads. The real challenge is that Apple's doing something else. Apple is threatening eliminating the Twitter app off the Apple platform.
Right, exactly.
And they're threatening to do that. And what people don't realize is Twitter and companies pay Apple a bunch of money to have their app on the platform for every download. They pay Apple a certain amount of money. And so they're threatening to drop the app and effectively wipe Twitter off of the Apple platform. Google will be short to follow. Amazon Web Services, which have the servers on the Twitters on, would be, you know, they can do to Twitter what they did to Parler. It'll be
exactly
a bigger deal. That's the threat. That's what's being held over Elon Musk's head. And it's all because he wants to have an actual honest discussion on his platform rather than a metered one driven by the federal government.
And the thing clearly is Joe Biden in the White House is not looking at it from that standpoint. They're looking at it from a different political lens altogether, as you point out, Rick Manning. Brilliant. Thank you so much for being with us. Take care. Have a great day.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk.
Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Congressional leaders agreed Tuesday to head off a nationwide strike by railroad workers, promising to pass legislation quickly that would avert a work stoppage crippling the supply chain and the U.S. economy. Speaker Nancy Pelosi said those House lawmakers will aim to pass legislation Wednesday. Federal Reserve officials have crushed investors' hopes of an early end to inflation. Two of the Fed's regional presidents, John Williams and James Bullard, warned on Monday that the inflation threat has not faded. Instead of rebounding, the U.S. economy will shrink and face stubborn price increases in 2023. A Missouri man convicted of ambushing and killing a St. Louis, Missouri area police officer in 2005, he blamed for the death of his younger brother, was executed overnight. 37-year-old Kevin Johnson was at the state prison in Bonterra for killing Officer William McEntee. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
With you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Happy hump day. It is Wednesday all across America. I am Bill Martinez. We got Jenny Beth Martin, the president and co-founder of Tea Party Patriots, with us. Hey, Jenny Beth, how are we doing?
I am great. It's so good to be with you.
Hey, always enjoy our time together here. And let's take a look at this next Congress. You know, you say that what's going to be decided is going to be based on two key events. Break that down for our audience.
Well, I think that there are rules changes that need to happen in the next Congress. One of the most important rule changes that needs to happen is that the majority of the majority, meaning the majority of the Republican conference, needs to support a bill before it goes to the floor of the House. And that would be a change that happens within the conference, not a House of Representatives change. Mm-hmm. This is important because it will ensure that before Kevin McCarthy, if he is Speaker or whoever the Speaker of the House is, and right now Kevin McCarthy does not have the votes mm-hmm. to be Speaker of the House. He may by January, but he does not right now. Mm-hmm. And whoever the Speaker is, they're going to know they can't go make a deal with President Biden and Senator Schumer without having the support of his conference backing behind him. And he can reject bad legislation rather than depending on Democrats and just a handful of Republicans to pass legislation to get it over the line and passed into law. So that is very important. It's a powerful tool for the Speaker when the Speaker is in a different party than the Senate leadership and the President.
Right.
The second thing that needs to happen is that amendments need to happen from the floor of the House, and members of Congress need to be able to amend bills from the floor of the House. And that has not happened in so long, and it makes them just basically have to vote up or down for a piece of legislation. And I think that regardless of the political party, whether it's the Republicans or Democrats in control, and whether it's a Republican amendment or a Democrat amendment, as Americans, as the American people, our representatives should be able to go and represent our will and try to get others to vote for it.
So you're saying let's destroy the rubber stamp.
Yeah, let's destroy the rubber stamp and let's make it possible to amend bills and make them better. And maybe the amendments fail, but at least give the opportunity for individual members of Congress to make their case to their colleagues to try to pass changes to legislation before final legislation.
Yeah, I always understood that debate is a good thing, right? And that's what this is about. I mean, this is what the House is supposed to do. They're supposed to debate on behalf of the American people. This is kind of the first line, the first creative line, you can say, of defense or offense, where these ideas can go and be exercised. And who knows, you come up with something and it's always better when you've got more people involved. But if you're just using rubber stamps, it's like, okay, why did we vote you into office?
That is exactly right. And I think that there's frustration. And let's face it, the American people, regardless of whether you're a Republican or Democrat, we think that Congress is dysfunctional. We are not pleased with Congress. It doesn't matter which party you are. Generally speaking, you're not happy with what Congress does. Mm-hmm. Well, part of the reason we're not happy with it is because it actually is dysfunctional. It's not functioning the way the Constitution intended. It's not functioning the way a representative democracy should be functioning. And it winds up creating so many problems. We need to get Congress functioning the way it should be functioning again, rather than just amassing more and more and more power to a tiny handful of people in leadership and allowing them to control the entire country.
Well, I think the Constitution says it's quite clear, right? Of the people, for the people, by the people. Well, if that's the infrastructure and the rails of which our government should be operated on, everything within the government operating should promote that principle, should it not? Because it seems to me what you're pointing out is that's been that's totally ignored, that it has now become a government of for by the leaders, not the people.
Yeah, that is correct. It is up for by the leaders. It is up for by the elite, the establishment, whatever you want to call it. And it's not just the Democrat Party. It's the Republican Party. Both parties have that elite leadership. And one of the biggest challenges that we all face around this country is trying to get the power back to the people and back to even our representatives across the board who are representing us in Congress, rather than just the handful of elite.
Exactly. Because I often get asked, Bill, you always talk about we the people. How does that happen? How do we make that transition? I mean, they can't. And what you're touching here right now, Jenny Beth, is so critical in answering that question. It starts with the infrastructure of our own, legislature, that they operate according to the Constitution, and then we'll be able to see the manifestation of we the people. And that will gain inertia and, kind of reset the infrastructure, so to speak, of how things should operate in the government that, again, promote those ideals that are enumerated in our Constitution. To me, that seems pretty academic.
It is academic, and it's exactly right. And honestly, Bill, today is a very important day. If you're listening in this audience and you have a Republican representative or a Republican elect, it's very important that you pick up the phone today and you call their office and you tell them you want at least these two rule changes made. Majority of the majority and amendments from the floor. It's two simple changes, majority of the majority and amendments from the floor. They'll know what you mean. Tell them that you want your member of Congress or member of Congress elect to vote in favor of those two changes to the rules.
I want to talk, because you're there in Georgia, and I kind of have a sense somehow that Republicans are really not seeing how important this Warnock-Herschel Walker runoff is. I mean, to me, I think there's so much hanging in the balance here, and you know, I seem to be missing something, that people are, you know, kind of having a laissez-faire sort of attitude about this. But I think for, you know, anything that's conservative or, you know, the GOP and that sort of thing, I mean, this is a hill that they should be prepared and all in to die on. Or am I missing something here?
No, I think you're exactly right. And some people will say, well, it doesn't really matter because Democrats are going to have control of the Senate for the next 2 years. And they are, unless something catastrophic happens to members of the Senate, which I do not wish on them, mm-hmm. they're going to have control. But the Senate term is a six-year term, and whoever is elected in this runoff next Tuesday in Georgia is going to be representing Georgia for the remainder of Biden's term in office and for the next 4 years with whoever is the president at that time. And imagine if we are at a 50-50 Congress in 2 years from now, because we lost the Senate seat and we did not fight today. It is so important that we're doing everything we can to send the text messages, to send the messages to the voters of Georgia. You need to get out and vote one more time. You've got to get out and vote. We are in extra innings. We are in a playoff,
exactly.
However you want to call it. It is time to go vote and to vote for Herschel Walker. It's so, so very important that we're sending that message. Over the weekend, in the majority Democrat counties, the lines were very, very long, and voters were turning out. We need voters showing up throughout, even in those counties, Republican voters need to show up, and throughout the rest of the state as well.
Well, and are you seeing a response from Republicans in terms of early voting? Traditionally, they say early voting goes to Democrats. And I think we've heard that over and over again. And it's like, look, if we're going to have a fair fight, then we have to, we've got to meet the force equally. So are you starting to see Republicans involved in early voting? Whatever shenanigans the Democrats are doing, I'm not saying that they should do anything illegal. Because, of course, there is an intensity on election integrity going on in Georgia as well, right?
Well, there is an intensity on it. The most important thing is to go vote early or on election day. Just make sure you vote.
Without a doubt. I mean, this is a problem that we continue to have, even amongst people of faith, Jenny Beth, that only 50% actually register and 50% of those vote. Get out and vote. Thank you, Jenny Beth Martin.
Some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Great information. Grateful for Rick Manning, also Jenny Beth Martin. Hey, look at this is our world. And, you know, we have to activate our citizenship. You can no longer just sit back and just say, okay, they're going to do the best they can on my behalf. Well, as you're starting to see, things have been put into motion and established within the Beltway that limits the power of the people. I mean, this is all prescribed. This has all been designed by those that lust for power and control. And they're all right there at control headquarters on the Beltway, not about the people's business. And then you wonder why you're so frustrated, and it's because the system has already been well established. This is why we got to bust it up, and it's also why they were freaking out so much when Donald Trump was in there, because Donald Trump saw this. I mean, look, he's a businessman. He's a chief a true chief executive officer. They know how these things work. And we have been, propagandized to a degree that our eye is off the ball while they're happy, merrily going down the road, making their millions of dollars with dark money and otherwise, and taking full advantage and ripping the American people off. Chris Chmielewski is right now, and speaking of ripping the American people off, I mean, you see it all the time with this video footage at the southern border. I mean, the assets of the of this country that are being wasted and being absorbed through this whole incredible, idiotic policies of this administration is absolutely ruining our country. I don't know how to look at it any other way, Chris Chmielewski, do you?
No. I mean, billions of dollars that the federal government is spending right now, the Biden administration, to help clothe and feed and relocate these illegal border crossers all across the country. It's certainly going to have a toll on taxpayers, and not only that, something else that you and I have talked about before. It's once they get into these communities, well, they're also going to need to be fed and clothed,
exactly,
and housed, and
it never ends. Yeah. Right. And by the way, China's sitting there, they're arming up. They continue to expand their military might, and we're wasting billions of dollars in every direction here. I mean, there's such a thing, and this is what happened with the Obama-Biden administration, as you recall, and Donald Trump pointed this out, and the people said, God, you're right. It's called national security. we are so compromised when it comes to national security. I mean, you got 162 countries now, Chris, coming through the border here. It's like, wait, this is not a good thing, and there's no order about it. I mean, our immigration, our established, approved immigration policies have kind of been thrown out the window. You know, and with that, I think on average we're allowing maybe a million immigrants to come in, but they were fully vetted, they were paid for, you know, they were sponsored by people here, not by the people's money out of the treasury like Joe Biden is doing in mass now, right? So I mean, this is just an absolute disaster, and Mayorkas and the Joe Biden administration continue to straight face lie to us. And try to lead us to believe that all is well at the southern border when we know it's not well.
Yeah, no, it's not. And you know, you mentioned the legal immigration number. There's about a million there. You've got another 500,000 to 1 million temporary guest workers that are coming in the country in addition. Plus, you've got the Biden administration releasing about 1 million illegal border crossers into the interior of the country. I mean, that's a lot of new people coming into the country. A lot of them aren't paying enough into the coffers for us to even break even, meaning that they're costing taxpayers, Fed, state, and local governments money for just the mere presence of them being here. But they're also adding job competition to American workers. And yeah, unemployment is low right now, but most people agree, and polls show it, the economy is not on a good track. It's definitely going in the wrong direction. We could possibly be facing a recession over the next couple of years, which means layoffs.
Those are already happening. Yeah, those are already happening. Right. You're exactly right. And the thing is about it is that, you know, I keep saying, you know, we're kind of like waiting for somebody to announce we're in a recession. It's just, again, go back during Obama Biden. It's like, well, if the truth be known, we've been in a recession already for 6 months. Well, no kidding.
Yeah.
You know, the people already know that. So it's just, I get that. I mean, you know, from a reporting standpoint and supposedly the principles of journalism, you know, you have to, you got to wait until whoever the king is has made the dictate. Well, the American people know. They go and see the empty shelves. They go to the gas tanks. They see that their money is not buying what it used to buy. They're seeing that they've got to work harder to buy the things that they bought last year, that it takes more hours of work to buy the same things as they bought last year. Well, all these, and then you look at the labor force, like you said, and the government continues to pay people to stay at home. This is not good because, you know, again, I'm at the top of the building. I feel like Lieutenant Dan yelling and screaming half naked up here going, look at, you're compromising our labor force. You're dumbing it down. Can't you see what happened in COVID? We dumbed our kids down already, but you're not satisfied with that. Now we got to dumb down. You cannot take somebody offline for months, much less years at a time. Because when they come back in the labor force, Chris, as you know this from your experience, you're just not as good as you were when you were working every day, when you take that kind of time off.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And you know what? Unfortunately, we've learned too, just a day or so ago, that Democrat leadership in the House is whipping votes for a bill called the Eagle Act, which they're hoping to maybe bring up and pass during the lame duck. This will bring in even more foreign workers into the country. And yes, they're going to come in legally, so it's different from the border crisis. But when you talk about all these labor force issues, and one thing neither one of us has mentioned yet is, hello, we still have a close to record low labor participation rate, which means you have a ton of American workers sitting on the sidelines doing nothing, as you mentioned. Instead, a lot of them are getting paid off by the federal government. Employment levels still haven't returned to not just their pre-COVID levels, but their pre-2009 recession levels. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's how bad the labor market is. There are other measures besides unemployment, but unfortunately, we tend to be so focused on that. But you know, unfortunately, Congress and the Biden administration, they just look at it how things are great. And you know what we need to do? Let's scrap Title 42, allow even more illegal border crossers into the country, and let's bring in even more legal foreign workers.
Like, you know, Chris, if there was any, I don't know, if there was any glimmer of hope
and positivity that could come out of these policies, you'd say, okay, well, just hang in there. It's going to be okay. Whether we're talking climate change, electric vehicles, cutting off fossil fuels, I just see darkness. I don't see any light at the end of the tunnel here. It's like we're being led down this yellow brick road to abomination.
Yeah, we are. And
sounds pretty bleak. But I'm sorry, and I don't mean to sound so cynical. But I am looking for hope. I mean, who sits there and say, hey, let's find the worst president we could ever put in office and get the worst group of legislators together to do, some serious damage to this country. We just want to really level this country. I don't think the heart of Americans at large is thinking that way, but that seems to be what we're doing with the results because after all, I mean, here it is. We've had 2 years of Biden after abandoning energy independence, a secure border, Middle East peace about ready to break out. We had Korea in check. They weren't firing missiles. China was holding steady. They were actually paying us money because they've been cheating in trade. So we started to introduce the concept of fair trade. I mean, not just free trade, but fair trade. And, I guess America started to win again, and that made people uneasy. Because, we got to be a bunch of losers, I guess.
One thing to add to that, we also wiped Al-Qaeda off the face of the map.
Oh, yeah, by the way.
Here we're starting to hear stories that they're resurfacing. And unfortunately, that's what scares me the most. I think it might take another 9/11-type attack to get any sort of response to what's happening down on the border. Because that's my worst fear, is
exactly
when you're allowing all these people to come across the border illegally, not to mention all of the gotaways as well.
That's where if
terrorists are going to try to come in, we know some have tried to come across and they've gotten apprehended, but they're probably mixed in with the gotaways. What's going to happen? What could end up happening here in the country in terms of public safety, national security as a result of all this?
Well, and it would seem the Biden administration cares not. You know, and you talk about the reconstitution of Al-Qaeda. And remember, we left how many billions of dollars of munitions did we leave behind in Afghanistan? Where do you think that, whose hands do you think all that firepower is in? Not that it's all working perfectly. I mean, so, if some of the stuff was, it wasn't all needed to be repaired and all that. Well, hey, I don't care. I mean, the fact that you left that kind of asset, whether they could work or not, and look at, eventually you're going to have people, just like we have people in this country that can retrofit, and they'll figure out a way to make things operate. And, they're going to take full advantage of those assets because, it's interesting you say full advantage because we're fools,
Right, right.
I'm just saying. Chris Chmielewski, as always, I just appreciate your insight. Thank you for coming on. He's the numbers USA vice president. You got a last word here? We got 10 seconds.
Yeah, just hopefully good things are to come with new control in the House.
Amen.
We'll see something done about this.
Well, we got to keep the pressure on our new representatives for sure.
Absolutely.
Chris, thank you, buddy.
Like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.